This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The indie pop band called Of Montreal has spent 15 years or so weaving together strands of psychedelia, funk, electronic music. The Athens, Georgia group has a new album called Lousy with Sylvian Briar. And there's another influence to be felt here, the twangy flower power rock of the late 60s and early 70s. They're about to play some of it live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Here's Of Montreal with Fugitive Air.
Grandson swings a living rabbit by the leg while his mother's playing two wooden flutes. I went to repo some fugitive air, yeah, to escape the streets vagaries. Aesthetic. Has anybody here seen my old friend Blobbo? Has anybody seen where he's gone? What he thinks I owe him is his former life, but how can I unmake someone else's mistakes? I guess I was his anti-hero, the bitter word on his lips. I hope I never feel a terror like when you discovered your autonomy had flipped. I feel like I possess only the bad aspects of invisibility, but none of the good ones. Are we walking mausoleums of scented rotting flesh? Mother always liked you best, licked your teeth upon her breast. They removed oils from the eyes of street cats through some shitty witchcraft and applied it to their brows and genitalia. I had no idea how deeply I wounded you, but I don't need no forgiveness, and no level of contrition would ever do. La 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 la.
The band is called Of Montreal, although they're from Athens, GA, and they're here in our New York studio on Soundcheck today, performing some new songs from their album Lousy with Sylvian Briar. That one's called Fugitive Air. Kevin Barnes is the band's guitarist and singer and songwriter. Kevin, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Rebecca Cash doing some vocals. Clayton Ricklick behind the drums doing more vocals. Bennett Lewis on electric guitar. Bob Parrins playing the bass. JoJo Glidewell is at our piano. And Kevin, you heard earlier in the show we were talking with Anthony DeCurtis about the late Lou Reed. And I mean, I remember the last time you were on Soundcheck, you guys were warming up before the show with some early Bowie. So Lou Reed seems like it would pretty much be in your wheelhouse too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was one of the first writers that I really connected with and was inspired by, you know, as far as, you know, here's somebody that's writing about unconventional things, real things, raw things, you know, and doing it in a really interesting and poetic way. And yeah, so, you know, when you're, it's this great alternative to what is sort of force-fed you, you know, through the radio or through the television or whatever, this kind of outlaw character.
Right. So do you have, like, a particular memory of, you know, a moment when something of his just kind of, like, blew the top of your head off or whatever?
Well, I think that, you know, when I first discovered him in high school, it's the same thing as, you know, discovering Kerouac or Salinger or whatever, you know, it's those defining moments that really open up your mind, you know, so you realize, like, okay, so, you know, the world that my parents live in or their friends live in or whatever, it seems so boring to me, but here's this other option or whatever, you know, this other way of thinking. And even if your world, you know, if you live in suburbia or whatever, which I did, you know, it's like extremely boring and there's not much happening, but to discover, you know, people like Lou Reed or Burroughs or Kerouac, whatever, at the time, it was incredible, you know, it definitely.
Where did you grow up?
In Michigan, a suburb of Detroit.
Because, you know, for all that Lou Reed was born in New York and, you know, was like an iconic New Yorker, he spent some of his formative years out on Long Island in the New York suburbs, and he always said he hated it. Yeah. You know, that's what scared... New York never scared me, he said. You know,
yeah.
Long Island, that scares me. So, now, you guys, last night, in the first of two nights at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, you played a Lou Reed song. Which one was it?
Waiting for the Man.
So is that just something you had in your fingertips? As a songwriter, you're just able to kind of call up a Lou Reed song when you need it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that I just felt, you know, pretty devastated by the loss. But, you know, in a way, it's not really, I didn't know him personally, you know. So it's really just kind of like, you know, Clayton and I were talking about that, like how when an artist dies, all of a sudden you just sort of like realize how special they were, you know, because you kind of just take them for granted while they're still living. But, yeah, so that song, something that I've always loved, that first record is obviously incredible, and that song has an incredible presence to it. So,
we're speaking with Kevin Barnes of the band Of Montreal. I had written on our website in a blog post yesterday how, you know, Lou Reed didn't make it easy on his fans because he was constantly, you know, challenging them with new and different things. You don't necessarily make things easy on your fans either. I mean, you do a lot of... especially with the language that you use. You know, people who want to kind of get into the lyrics and try and figure out what you're talking about will often find themselves in a little blind switch somewhere, you know, a little verbal cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's just the nature of rock and roll lyrics. People just expect them a lot of times to be really conventional and simplistic. But I read a lot of poetry, and, you know, poetry is always very obtuse and challenging. So
so when you're writing, do you write poetry as well as song lyrics?
I do, yeah. I mean, it's basically just lyrics that I haven't used. I don't really think of myself on that level of being a poet or whatever. It's just kind of, I think of myself more as a songwriter. But I do write all the time.
Well, and a lot of your titles, it's almost as if there's a kind of poetry built into not just the phrases, but into single words. For example, Sylvian Briar. The new album, Lousy with Sylvian Briar. What is Sylvian Briar?
I felt like Sylvia Plath sort of haunted the creation of the record, and not in a negative way, in a, you know, positive way. And so I wanted the album to have a reference to her. So Sylvian Briar is just a word that I made up, but it's this image in my head. If something was lousy with Sylvian Briar, it'd actually be a really good thing.
So, as you say, the kind of the ghost, the shade of Sylvia Plath is hovering over this record, which people who know her story, you know, an early suicide, a troubled marriage before that, might think would, you know, make for a dark record.
Yeah.
What was your intention with the sort of the color of this record?
Well, it's kind of all over the place. You know, there's a lot of obvious references, you know, musical reference points of, you know, Dylan and you know, early 70s Grateful Dead and things like that, Leonard Cohen. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of very introspective lyrics. It's a very personal record, very confessional, and, you know, it's just straight out of my personal life.
Mm-hmm. Although, again, if people are looking for first this happened and then that happened, not necessarily what you're talking about here.
No, it's not really. It's just kind of like, I mean, I think all the records, at least the last, you know, pretty much all the records have been basically like an open diary, you know, this period of time that I was working on the record and writing the songs and recording the songs and, you know, all the things that I was thinking about and all the relationships that I was having and, you know, films that I've been watching or whatever. It all just kind of gets thrown into it.
The results is the new album from Of Montreal called Lousy with Sylvian Breyer. It is out now, and the band is here in our soundcheck studio playing a couple of songs from it for us. You want to do Colossus next?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, Of Montreal, live on soundcheck.
Mother hung herself in the National Theater when she was 4 months pregnant with your sister, who would have been 13 years old today. Does that make you feel any less alone in the world? Your dad, I'm sure he tried his best. He thought you'd be better off living with your grandmother. He didn't realize that she'd already given up. Baby, your family, they're all such losers. I become such a wharf around you. My thoughts go dark and all out of focus. I have no peace in my mind. Owls are going insane outside my house. It is a season of trouble and self-destruction. All of my friends, they are falling apart, but not me, I'm in control. Remember the exquisite corpse that we created together. We laughed at the time, it seems so impossible. Such a wolf around you. My thoughts go dark and all out of focus. I have no peace in my mind because you've touched me.
song called Colossus by the Band of Montreal, playing live here in the Soundcheck studio, here in our New York studio, playing tonight at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. The new album's called Lousy with Sylvian Breyer. It is out now, the latest from Of Montreal. And let's hear another song. This one's called Raindrop in My Skull.
There's a raindrop in my skull. I'm too shaky now to get it out. I guess it fell from some faraway cloud, bloated with radiation. Ooh, some people are singing of the birth of another soulless drone who grows to leech off the earth. Ooh. My guitar feels strange in my hands. I have almost no tactile perceptions. On the TV there's a Mexican horror film. It isn't dark. Singing of the birth of another Philistine who grow to ravage the earth.
Raindrop in My Skull, the name of that song from the Band of Montreal. Their new album is called Lousy with Sylvian Breyer, and they've been playing some of it for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Kevin Barnes singing and playing guitar. Rebecca Cash took lead vocals on that last song. Jojo Glidewell at our piano. Clayton Ricklick playing the drums. Bennett Lewis on guitar. And Bob Parrins playing the bass. The band is playing tonight at the Music Hall of Williamsburg and playing for us today in the Soundcheck studio. So, Kevin, you mentioned before bands like the Grateful Dead, you know, that kind of San Francisco scene from 40 years ago. Is that a new kind of element, or has that been in this band all along?
I've always loved 60s music. For whatever reason, 60s and 70s music has always been my favorite. I'm always discovering new bands from that time period, or old bands from that time period, new to me. And I think I just like the way people went about their business in that time period, you know, and can, for whatever reason, just identify with it more.
So you actually went to San Francisco for a while you were
gestating
this record.
Yeah, for some reason I had this thought that I should go to San Francisco and work on the record, and so rented this apartment in the Mission District, and was living out there for about 3.5 weeks, and didn't really know that many people, so I was just sort of wandering around and people watching and reading and just basically getting out of, you know, my comfort zone and getting away from all my, you know, entanglements and
the usual haunts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and did it work? I mean, did you get something different than you would have gotten had you stayed back home?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the San Francisco of 2013 is obviously nothing like, you know, what I imagined the San Francisco of 1967 to be.
Right.
But it still has, you know, it has this great, character, this great personality to it, and great diversity, you know, so like all the different neighborhoods. As I walked to the Castro district, you know, which is obviously, you know, like the big gay district, and, you know, the Mission has a huge Hispanic population, and, you know, just everywhere you go, it's just, it's such a melting pot.
I haven't been in San Francisco in a while, but the Mission district used to have like performance venues on every block. Is it still like that?
Yeah, there's a ton of bars and a ton of clubs, and yeah, and it's cool. It's just a really interesting city. I have this sort of romantic notion about it. So it was cool to be there and, you know, just be somewhere that felt really exotic and interesting.
Mm-hmm. So we hear some of the echoes of that in the new record, Lousy, with Sylvian Breyer. What's happening with Song Dynasties, this proposed kind of film project, documentary of the band's performances?
It's coming together. The guy who directed it is also editing it. And so I'm kind of, my hands are out of it in that sense. He'll just send me clips like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, oh, that's really good, change this or that or whatever. But so I'm not the one that's like actively putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it seems like it's going to happen, if not by the end of the year, at least by the beginning part of next year.
Right. And this will be, it's like all kinds of archival footage, including some stuff that you found that I guess you didn't even know existed of some of the earliest shows of the band. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a ton of footage that we took just, you know, with little handheld camcorders or whatever back in the day when we were driving ourselves around in the van and sleeping on random people's floors and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool to go back and see that stuff. But I mean, it's kind of a funny thing when you have a document of your life or your career or whatever. It's like, it's hard for me to watch it because, you know, if I would want to like edit like everything out basically. I don't want anybody seeing any of that stuff. But it's, you know, not for me. It's for people who are interested in the band or whatever.
So Song Dynasties will be the name of that project, which we'll look for later this year, early next year. In the meantime, the album is out, called Lousy with Sylvian Breyer. The band is of Montreal. Kevin, to you and the band, thanks so much for playing for us today.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Don't be naive, you know it's true. And if you don't protect yourself,